All right. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast. This is Waheed Tanner, and I'm actually here at CPPCon this week, and I'm sitting here with Nikolai Jasudis, and we're going to talk today about how the standardization, the C++ standardization, has changed over time. So, Nikolai, take it away.
First of all, thanks, Waheed, for the invitation to talk about that. Yeah, maybe the reason is that I was involved in all these standards, so it's partially my fault that all the things we have, because I voted on every standard. Maybe it's a good idea to talk about that, because the first standard came out in 1998, so we have now 20 years ago.
And I actually got involved in C++ before there was a standard.
Okay.
My first introduction to it, really the only standard at the time, this is around in 1992, mm-hmm. was the Annotated Reference Manual. That was the standard
kind of
at the time.
Kind of a standard it was, yeah. So that was a time, I think, when we were still chief architect driven. So with becoming so Bjarne as an inventor and father of C++ could, with the help of many others, decide on where we go. And now when you open this to a community, when you open this to ISO rules, things change a little bit. That was the first thing that changed. So that suddenly more than one guy was responsible for this thing.
Was that a smooth process, or did that, you know, I guess, how well did that change go over?
At that time, I was involved since 96, so I came in pretty late. I know that these were times when Java was not out there. So a lot of companies were interested in the future of C++, and there were political games involved. So the best that could happen was that suddenly Java came up. So all the guys playing politics went away, and only the hardcore guys really caring for C++ were left there.
Wow, okay, all right. I never thought about it that way, but okay.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting. I mean, in these times, we were about 30 to 50 people at each meeting, and due to the tremendous success of C++ 11, we are now about 200 people coming together to work three times a year on the C++ standard. And 200 people means 200 different opinions and 200 different proposals and visions. And
Back when that first started, was there like one meeting? Because I know now it's broken up into different, like, you know, what do you got, like the core language, and then maybe you would know more about what are the other, I don't know if you call them committees or...
Mm-hmm. If I remember it correctly, I think we only had two groups that time.
Okay.
One was for the core language and one was for the library.
Okay.
So now we have, just as the key groups, we have split it up, core and core evolution. So evolution for the new features and core to integrate them to somewhere else and... To care for maintenance and bug fixes, etc. And we had made the same split in library, and we went up to these four groups, and then we established special groups like concurrency, the most important one, I think. And now we have even groups that are first quality gate for new proposals in core and library, and 16 special groups, I think, some around this number. And so when we meet now, we work in 10 different parallel tracks. So I was a host of the last meeting in Cologne. And so we had, I had to reserve 10 rooms.
Wow, okay.
For that meeting, yeah. And maybe I should say another thing. Because people can't imagine that anymore. Those times when we standardized, there was no laptops, there was no internet, there was no HTML, there was... So we came together and standardized on paper. I mean, we were printing out the current versions of the standard. We are printing out our proposals, and then we discussed on paper. And the only thing we had at the meetings was somebody, I think it was Andrew Koenig, bringing up a PDP 11 or so. So some machine so that we could try out at least some things at the meetings. That has totally changed now.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else has changed about the standardization process? Is there more involvement with, companies and maybe even governments? Maybe has that changed over the years?
I don't see more governance or more companies. I see different companies. I mean,
okay,
that right. time we had IBM, Microsoft, Sun.
Yeah.
If somebody remembers companies like that.
And I remember, yeah.
and DEC and Siemens. Siemens was a company having their own compiler and having tremendous progress, or not tremendous proposals on that area. And now the key players have changed. I mean, now we have the big companies are something like Google and still Microsoft. And
okay.
So just counting on the number of attendees they send to each meeting.
Okay.
And of course still the hardware vendors and the compiler vendors. Sure.
Well, are you still involved? And if where do you see it going in the future? What other changes do you see?
Well, I'm still involved. I was 4 years off after C++ 03, and then Edison Wesley asked me to print a new update the edition, the C++ standard library edition to a new version for C++ 11. So I jumped back in, and I didn't understand anything at all anymore.
Yep.
So I learned the changes of modern C++ also the way others learned them.
In many ways, that probably happened to me too, because I got diverted into C# for many years and came back into C++. Maybe like 2012, 2013, like that. So, yeah. And I found it also. It's like, wow, what happened to this language?
Yeah. The first thing I looked at was a class vector. I knew it, and then class vector in the C++ 11 draft. So I think I came back somewhere in 2009 or so.
Okay.
So
where do you see it going? Where do you see the standardization process evolving? Are there changes that you think should be done or could be done?
Well, there are definitely changes, and I see some problems coming, but I saw them coming already a couple of years ago.
Okay.
We are a little bit victims of our own success. I mean, if you have 200 people standardizing with different opinions and 10 parallel tracks, and then finally on Saturday you vote things in or not, it's no longer possible for one guy to understand the whole thing.
Right. So are you saying that is it becoming harder to get changes included, or are you saying maybe that the changes are not going through as much process, or what?
Well, first of all, what I meant was we have a problem now that we don't have generalists that understand everything, and because it's everything should be in sync and be combined together, and we see the consequences of everything, we have more and more problems to see that. And so we make, I think, more mistakes now,
which might
be not natural.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And how do we recover from those mistakes?
Well, sometimes we change the standard, sometimes we can't. So we have to provide something else. So we have... We're getting into the Java trouble at here and there, where we have, I don't know, 3 or 4 different solutions for the same thing because we learned something else. It's not that bad, but one example where we have it is in threads. In mutexes and locks. So with each and every version we got with updates, and just because we still care for binary compatibility, for example, we couldn't templify the lock classes and had to introduce a new lock class just to have a variadic number of arguments instead of one mutex argument. Because that broke binary compatibility. So suddenly we have three different lock types. So things like that happen, and we see a little bit the complexity, growing, that's good because we have new requirements, but also we see the complexity in the solutions growing a little bit, and we have the problem we can't consolidate that because we want to be backward compatible and we want to keep that, and it's a key question of how far this goes. It's a huge software project. This is with backward compatibility now for 45 years.
Yeah,
because we are still conforming to C.
All right. Well, let's talk about some maybe something good. So instead of all problems.
Sure.
what do you got that you're most excited about with the standardization?
I'm most excited about that we were able to have a new generation being interested in C++. I mean, usually what happens is, when I was young, I was saying, oh, there are these old Fortran guys. Let's do something cool. That's so I did C++. Now I'm in that situation. So I'm this old C++ guy now, and people want to do something cool. But it seems that even a lot of young people in certain areas are interested in this. And we have tremendous great experts who are 20, 25, 30, etc. So we have a good mix, and that's not common, I think. That's a good sign. So we have different ages, different experiences, different contexts. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I'm going to take a moment here to put a plug in for CPPCon because I think it fits in with what you're just talking about there. I see a wide range of people here who are very open and available. I mean, the fact that I could just walk up to you and just start say, hey, Nicola, sure. You want to have an interview? Want to sit down and talk about something? It's an amazing conference. I can't recommend it enough. It's one of the best places to come to just be with people and mingle and talk and learn. And sure, you can watch the videos on YouTube, but there's nothing like actually being here, I think. So,
and there's another thing I think that which is great. I mean, in these times, we tend to go into extreme positions, both in politics and in the world. And one thing you learn if you standardize together with 200 people, you learn how to compromise, and you learn this tricky task to have different opinions and still respect each other and deal with each other. And that's something we have in big trouble in general in this century of the world now. And so this is a very, very good exercise for life also.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, any final thoughts that before we...
Yes. Whoever hears us, take care. And that, I mean, both for the world and for C++. We are a community, and if there's something missing, and if there is a mistake, a bug, it's just because you were not there to tell us earlier and make it better. So come and help us. That's all.
Wow. Okay. That's a great ending. Thank you very much, Nikolai. I really appreciate it. It's great to have you on the podcast, and thank you.
Thank you, Wahid. Thank you.